Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Sanaya. I need to advise you. This call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, Sanaya. My name is Ms. Crystal Pugh. I just called a moment ago, but I was disconnected.
Okay. You was on a moment ago, and then what was y'all doing?
Well, I don't know. My plants, I work for Wayne Farms, and we're closed down. I should have went ahead and did everything last week, but I went online and it's not letting me actually, I guess, start the claim or say nothing about the claim. Like when I got ready to put in my information, it let me do that, but then it gave me an error code and told me that I have to call you.
Okay, are you still off work for that company?
Yes, we don't go back until the 1st.
Okay.
And it should be a whole bunch of us. Is this like the end of it, or am I supposed to report something, or?
I'm not sure if you didn't do an unemployment claim, then we have to do your unemployment claim. Then you'll do your weekly certifications. What's your social?
It's 261-919-6643. I don't think so.
261-919-6-4-3.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your first and last name, your date of birth?
It's Crystal Pugh, last name P-U-G-H. Date of birth is 6/15/79.
Okay, you're trying to file for unemployment.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked on anything other than Pugh?
No.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, baby doll.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
GED. 12.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Newkirk, N-E-W-K-I-R-K.
Do you have a driver license?
Yes.
Is that driver license stay in Florida?
It's in Alabama.
Can I have that new driver license number?
Okay, hold on one second. It is... It is 102-197-10.
102-19. Excuse me, 710.
Yes.
If you are approved for beneficiary, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your check or savings account or the Alabama Ventures Prepaid Benefits Card. Your prepaid benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a check or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
I'll do direct deposit.
Is that a traditional bank, a physical bank you can walk into?
No, it's on a payment card.
Can I do
it should be the, because I had received that employment a couple of years ago. It should be, do you all keep that info or no? It's the same account if it was.
Okay, I don't know upon that, but we have to have a physical bank of we have to have a physical bank you can walk into.
Okay, So I'll need to take the card that you all have.
Yeah. Okay. and how their benefits card work. Once you are approved for your payment, it takes a minute for it to hit your benefits card. Once it hits your benefits card, it takes a traditional 5 to 7 days to be delivered. But everyone, as far as mails go, it might take a minute.
Okay. Now, before I was getting it to, when COVID had came out, I was getting it to my Cash App card. We can't do that anymore?
No, ma'am. A lot of frauds have been made over through Cash App, so it has to be now a physical bank. We have to be able to walk in.
Okay, gotcha. Now, the only thing that's, how do I do this as far as reporting? Because I'm off work now, but we go back.
Okay, you'll do your weekly certifications until you go back. Now, as far as you being approved for it, I'm not. It does take some minutes. So, but once you go back, ma'am, you can't keep trying to get them benefits.
Okay. And then y'all will send me something and let me know when I'm approved. Is it?
Yes, they will send you something. Let you know if you're approved.
Okay. What we supposed to call that claim in every Friday?
Sunday,
okay.
Can you verify your address for me?
It's 145 Patterson Drive.
Okay, so it's a new number, 145.
Mm-hmm, Patterson Drive.
C?
And that's in, And that's in Ozark, O-Z-A-R-K, Alabama. 36360.
Okay, can you 145, what was it?
Patterson, P A T T E R
P A.
Mhm.
Okay, P A T T
E R S O N.
Okay, so it's 145 Patterson
Drive. And that's here in Ozark, Alabama.
Okay, give me one second.
O-Z-A-R-K. Okay.
And that was Patterson Street.
Patterson Drive.
Patterson Drive. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Ozark.
Yes. O-Z-A-R-K. Alabama. 36360.
36360.
Yes.
Three six three six zero. Mm-hmm. Hey, is your home address different from your mail address?
No, it's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can I get a good telephone number for you?
It's 256-300-3737.
256-300-3737. Yes. Okay. Oh. Our service aren't available right now. We're working to restore all service as soon as possible. Please check back. Okay, give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try it again because my computer is going out. Okay, was it 245?
145.
No, your social.
Oh, 261.
261.
9643.
Okay, that's 261-91-9643. 9643.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try one more time. Let's see if we can go back. Give me one second. Oh, it just deleted your whole thing. That was 145, correct? Patterson Drive, Ozark. Three six zero. No. 251-300-3737. It was 256, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It's necessary to verify your identity while filing for UC benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Johnson and Weill University, Roger Williams University, University of Roland. Oh. I'm sorry.
Johnson and Weill.
Johnson, okay. Mm-hmm. Based on your background, in what city is 8977 Europe Call Sophie Boulevard? North Miami, Ochoa Bay, Port Charlotte. Is which
Charlotte.
One? Port Charlotte or Stanford?
Well, the first one was North Miami. I've lived in North Miami before.
Okay, so it said based on your background, in what city is 8977 Euro Call Suffolk Boulevard? So it's North Miami?
Yeah, because that other one, Port Charlotte, I don't even know about what that is.
Hey, according to your driver license, approximately how tall are you?
5'3".
5'3". Okay, well, it got 5'4" on here. Some 5'4". It got 5 feet and 0 inches. So 5 foot. 5'4", 5'9", 6'1".
Ooh, child, 5'4".
5'6". 6'1". Okay. Got two more questions. Which other following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1998 Auto A4, 2004 or 2002 Accord TI, or 2005 BMW 7 Series. Oh, I've never been associated.
Okay, did you say a Ford Focus?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that one.
Okay. Which of the following cities have your current or former associated to you? Homestead, Cape Coral, Lakeland, West Palm Beach, or none above?
Homestead.
I'm sorry, which one?
Homestead.
Okay.
Florida.
Did you file a receipt on unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for federal government as civilian last 18 months?
No.
Did you start active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certifications?
No.
Okay, when was your last work date?
On the 22nd. Of this month, July 22nd.
You said July 22nd? Okay, here, I say here. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally, physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or corporate office for a business?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Mm-mm.
Are you available to set full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trades or occupations?
Yes.
Have you applied or received a pension other than Social Security from the employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you applied or received a workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
Mm-mm.
Hey, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
At least about 40, 35, 40.
Okay, what's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
$12.
Okay, do you obtain work exclusively through a unit hiring hall, as in like CDL, bricklaying?
No. Mm-mm.
Did your employee give you a different date to return back to work? You said yes, and you said that was August the 1st, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I have your job title?
Poultry line associate.
I'm sorry?
Poultry, like chicken, a chicken line associate.
But would you say farm work, farm branch animals, or would you say customer service representative, or would you say fruit representative worker?
Yeah, you could say food representative.
Yeah, okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation? Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, because they told us we coming back.
I understand, but you have to be, you have to be seeking. It's going to say, towards the end, it's going to say you're not qualified to look for a job, but you have to be seeking. You have to be willing to seek for the unemployed unemployment.
Oh, okay. Well, willing now, yes.
Okay. What was that restaurant name?
It's Wayne Farms.
Wayne Farm.
And it's in, it's in Jack, Alabama.
Okay, Wayne Farm, I found you. And you said it's the city and state was work performed in Jack, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where you was working at, Jack, Alabama? Okay, and have you applied for a pension or received a pension from this employer?
A pension?
Okay. Did you receive or do you expect to receive any other follow-up pay of any time after your last birthday as a vacation, sick, or holiday?
No.
Okay. You say your last birthday was on the 22nd, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and when was that start date?
On the 6th of June.
Okay, so you started, your starter date was June the 6th of 2022?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a good telephone number for them?
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it is 334-853-0760.
Oh, it did not even type in there. 334-853-0760. Dang it, even go. Okay, company shutdown. It'll be like a work, wouldn't it? Yeah. Okay, it'll be like a work.
Cause it's a like everybody. The only Ma'am? Thing about it is there's a lot of it's was all the employees, but there's a lot of Spanish people work there, so the lady was offering to do this for us. But I was like, well, it shouldn't be that hard. I done got unemployment in the past. So I just called, to do it myself.
Yeah. Okay. But do you have pen and paper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to give you a 4-digit pen. Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you a 4-digit pen. And after I give you a 4-digit pen, I'm going to read you my closing statement. And throughout my closing statement, you're going to need some information you may need to write down.
Okay.
Hey, first, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. Your four-digit PIN is 4379. Again, that four-digit PIN is 4379.
Okay.
Okay, and that four-digit PIN is associated with last of your social and last of your birth year.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
See, since you are a job and tell you, you will not be expected to recall a date. Okay. The following instruction and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claims. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. Since you are a job and tech, you have have expected recall date to return to work. You are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for your recall. Maintain contact with your employer as your separate. Your employer will be asked to verify your recall date that you gave us. If your employer indicates that you will not be going back to your recall date, or your recall date is out of the period covered by unemployment compensation law, you will be expected to search for work on a weekly basis, maintaining a record of your work search in case of your claim is selected for your review.
Okay.
Hey, unemployment claims use calendar week that begins on Sundays and ends on Saturdays. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the prior week. Fail to make complete certification each week can result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
So that website, that'll be for you to check your claim portal or do your weekly certification on. Now, we also have a telephone number. If you choose to file a telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800.
Mm-hmm.
752.
Yes. 7389. Okay.
So it's 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sundays through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, this upcoming Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and your responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to follow instructions listed can result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about this information, please contact us at 1-800-361-4524. At 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Mhm. Mhm. And that's also our requirement line number. That's the number you'll call if you have any questions concerning your unemployment in any way.
Okay.
All right. Since we have completed your unemployment claim, do you have any questions for me?
No, darling. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim. I and you enjoy your day.
Okay. Likewise. Bye bye.
Bye bye.